there. My name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat Business TV or listening to the OBBM podcast.
You're listening to the Offbeat Business Show, rebuilding American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad, bringing you experienced insight for a strong, influential brand and successful life in business. Here's your host, Susan Hamilton.
Hey, I'm excited to have you here today, and we understand who we're talking to, local family business. That's right, 80% of American micro to small business tend to be family-owned businesses of 9 employees or less. Our goal is to get you information that you can use today. We hope you pull something out of this interview and get excited about what's going on in your business, because good things are happening,
absolutely,
Jeff Beckley.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you here today.
Nice to see you too, Susan.
So today we're talking with Jeff Beckley, who has had some really interesting experience with the Plano, Texas Chamber.
Absolutely, yes.
And as a CPA, you're coming in with a great understanding of what's gone on in recent legislation and what the
business...
It's been
a busy time.
Hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I noticed you've got a video on your website that you just had a recent interview. Tell me when that was taken.
So we did an interview back when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed last December with NBC5 here in DFW. And we talked about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, some of the early indicators of what was changed and how that's going to affect individual and small business family business owners.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, there's so much. But you've got an insight that a lot of people don't, because of your position with the Plano Chamber over the last year.
Yeah, so the last year I've been the Plano Chamber board chair. The Plano Chamber was nominated and elected the Chamber of the Year for 2018 for North America. So it's
fabulous.
Been a good time there. And being the chair of the Plano Chamber, I've been exposed to a lot of the public policy discussions here, especially as it affects business owners here, particularly in the state of Texas, also at a local level and at a federal level. But yeah, it's been a great experience.
So. I've been listening to the Texas Policy Foundation. What is your what are you listening to when your ears to the ground on policy?
So I do a lot of reading on Texas Tribune is a real good source. Dallas Morning News. I'm more of the traditional sources, but you know, it's kind of those interviews. I try to keep it middle of the road politically, so
right,
I kind
right.
of understand a good balance of the issues. So that's been
that's wise.
Kind of
it keeps your eyes open, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right. Wall Street Journal is, on a federal level is yeah. has been a good source too. So that's where I get my news and information.
So this is a great time for people to start looking at what expansion looks like.
Absolutely.
With their business.
Absolutely.
It's time to start thinking maybe a little bit differently about employment and business growth. So what are some of the key takeaways that you're thinking, hey, I wonder if the business segment understands their position right now?
So one of the biggest things that I'm seeing in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, I mean, top headline that we've seen in the news is tax rates have been cut for corporate owners. Large businesses got a nice permanent tax break if you have a C corporation. Family business owners also got a nice tax break. There's actually code section 199A. It's called the Qualified Business Income Deduction. And in my experience, a lot of family businesses are relatively unaware of the tax opportunities, tax savings opportunity there. But if your business earns pass-through income through a Schedule C, you can actually take a 20% deduction that wasn't available to you at the end of 2017, and that's effective for at least the next 8 years, depending on what Congress decides to do.
but right now we're high-fiving each other,
that's
right?
That's right.
Right now we're
we'll
going,
take
yeah, baby!
That's right. All we can, yeah. So
Jeff, you were talking about some of the clients that you love. You have really worked for a long time in this community with doctors and attorneys, and you're noticing that a lot of them, they're small family businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So they're recognized. What are some of the things that your market is what's changing there when it comes to what they need to understand about a CPA?
So a couple of things, and our client base is fairly reflective of the community on the whole. A lot of our business owners might be more mature and thinking about selling their business. Others are coming in, you know, maybe they started their business 3, 4, 5 years ago, And they're now pivoting to a point where, you know, they're having to hire staff and have more expansion. Obviously, with the tax code changes, tax law changes, and the rates being lowered, the expansion opportunities have been more attractive. If you earn more money, you're not necessarily going to pay exorbitant taxes as a result of that. If you're thinking about selling your business, you might have more tax-efficient rates with that. So those are some good opportunities. And then there's also some opportunities around retirement savings. So a lot of our business owners may have saved in a SEP IRA or have some traditional IRA plan that they've established over years. Now is a good time for them to start thinking about converting that to a non-taxable Roth IRA type investment where they convert it, they pay the tax now at the lower tax rates, and then never pay tax on the basis or the growth ever again.
Can I ask you an ignorant question? Wasn't that advice that we were getting before, get that stuff into a Roth right away?
So, yes, but the disadvantage was if you did it and your income was over $400,000, you were paying 39.6%. Mm. If you're in a state that has state income tax, that could be 45, 50%. It's not very attractive to convert your retirement money and then have to write a 50% check to the government agencies for doing that. I mean, it's your money. You didn't want to have to do that. But what makes it more attractive today is that we have tax rates lowered. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is not permanent in most respects for all the individual elements. Anyway, the individual elements are set to sunset in an 8-year period. So while we have this window of opportunity, now would be a good time to convert because we don't know what tax rates are going to be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think we all feel, as we look at how the government's paying for programs, tax rates are going to go up. So let's take advantage of it now with the certainty or fairly high level of certainty that the tax rates are going to go up. Let's convert now, pay a lower rate, and then never have to worry about the tax bill again. Last year, it wouldn't have been as attractive because you didn't have that same kind of temporary lower rate that would later increase to a higher rate. So it's a huge opportunity for folks.
Oh man, I love your insight. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah,
that's cool. When we're talking about expansion, there's the real estate expansion, but I'm kind of curious if there's any incentive for the equipment necessary to do some of those professional services that you mentioned. I mean, if you're a dentist's office, that's not cheap stuff, right? I mean, are there incentives for that today?
Yeah, so what the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act did in a couple of different ways, they actually kind of liberalized some of the improvements that you make to some real estate. But the biggest issue was that equipment, most fixed assets, computers, furniture, big heavy equipment, vehicles, have an increased depreciation allowance. In some cases, you can write off the full amount of the asset in year one without having to make Section 179 election in years past and then have income limitations around that. So if you go out and buy equipment now, you get to write it off in the year. It doesn't matter necessarily whether it's financed. You can write the full piece of equipment off in year one. So it's more of a cash basis approach where you buy a piece of equipment now, you write it off now, and you get the tax benefit now. So
I am digging that. Let me tell you, that makes so much sense. Would you say that's simpler?
Oh, gosh, it's a lot simpler. It's a lot simpler. Now, I'm not going to suggest that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act puts accountants out of business.
No, I'm sure you're not. But at the same time, at the rate it changes, keeping up with that stuff can get really, really crazy and really hairy for the local family business. Jiminy crickets, you can really chase your tail trying to stay on top of it. And largely when we're looking at this market, we see some of the struggles that they're having. We always describe that 80% of American micro to small business that tend to be family-owned businesses, well, what are they dealing with? They probably are living close to their school. They probably think they can be a bigger player in the community, right? But there's all of these things that if things aren't going the way they need to in that community, we've got a 30% dropout rate. We've got addiction rates out there. Those things keep you busy trying to deal with them when they come into your family. So we can't mess around. You can't not touch that. You can't be so busy in your business that you can't have your heart in your family and deal with the stuff of your family so you can enjoy that successful life you're talking about. Talking about, geez, let's get ready for retirement. But Man, what good is all that retirement if you lost all of this?
That's exactly right.
Right? Yeah. So having those professionals in the right place, that's everything.
Yeah, and I've seen folks that do their own taxes. And if you have a fairly simple situation, you can still standard deduction. I get a W-2. You know, I can do an H&R Block or do a TurboTax type tax return. Sure. Can you have a self-prepared tax return? Yes. If you own a business and you're doing your own tax return, something is going to get misplaced. Either the taxes are not right or you're not tending to some other part of your business. It's not the job for the small business owner or the family business owner to really be doing their own taxes. They need to hire a professional, and they'd be surprised that it doesn't cost as much as they think it would, but it's worth every penny of it.
So tell me how networking has played a role in the growth of your influence in the community to help people understand this, because it sounds like you're very passionate about it and you get it. You've cared enough to keep your ear to the ground, right? You want to know, but that you can't operate in a vacuum, even though you've got a good-sized team. How many people are
working here? Yeah, we've got 8 folks in our office. Yeah. We have a couple of CPAs, and then we have staff accountants as well. But, yeah, we absolutely have to share the message with the community. If all we did was sit in a corner office and have paper slid under the door during tax season and turn off the light at 8 o'clock during tax season and never share this information with folks beyond our immediate clients, a lot of folks wouldn't get this information. So, to me, it's very important that everyone know what opportunities are available to them. It shouldn't be the select few that get the tax advantages or know about the tax law changes. We should all know about it. We should all be able to benefit in it. We're all in this together.
And it's so important to have that trust. And I think networking, I'd love to see more people getting out and networking and really getting to meet people face-to-face. But that's where things change. That's where information really gets passed. And I can know what my trust factor is. What can I ask you? I'll never forget the first time I hired on an accountant. I had known I needed to do it for over a year, but I just didn't. I felt naked.
Yeah,
I did. The idea that somebody else could see my finances just made me feel so vulnerable.
Well, and it's intimidating,
right?
Too. I mean, because you go in and you don't want to feel like you're asking dumb questions. You don't want to feel like you don't know what you should know. I mean, you know, it really is an intimidating process. The face-to-face is obviously important. I mean, most of our clients have come through that face-to-face interaction. We value that opportunity to really not just network, but when we bring on a new client, we really want to have that face-to-face meeting. And so we recognize, too, time is, we're very limited on time. How do we kind of interact with our clients in a way that's kind of more progressive? We do a lot of Skype meetings, Zoom meetings, where it is that face-to-face, because there's a comfort level.
That's my favorite, hearing
your client ask you the question and seeing their reaction to your response. We absolutely believe in that face-to-face interaction, even if it's not within our office. So we try to take advantage of that.
Oh, Jeff, I'm loving that. Friends, are you enjoying this? We're going to hear from a few of our sponsors, and when we come back, you're going to hear more from Jeff Beckley, and we're going to understand this space just a little bit better. You're watching Offbeat Business TV.
22 veterans every day take their own lives. They commit suicide. A couple years ago, I talked 4 people off the cliff with guns in their hands because they're looking for hope. They're looking for trust. They're looking for respect. They're looking for somebody that cares. Blue Dragon International Consultants, we care. Go to bdic.net to find a conference near you.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future. handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Hi, I'm the Yes Lady with Charla A., powered by Zeal Wellness. Zeal is my nutrition beverage of choice. It is 14,000 milligrams of superfood nutrition in a powdered formula that you can just shake it and take it out the door, grab and go, have energy, vitality, reduce your stress, some incredible health benefits. It's incredibly cost effective, and it is going to change your life. I'd love for you to join me. Go to charla.zealforlife.com, charla.zealforlife.com. Join me in being healthy, focused, full of energy, tastes great. Zeal for Life.
And we're back. You're watching Offbeat Business TV or listening to Offbeat Business Radio. I'm talking with Jeff Beckley, CPA, over here in the Plano area. Do you serve the entire DFW area, Shirley?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And we have clients that go beyond Dallas. Maybe we met them when they lived here. They moved to other states, other countries even. So our business is certainly portable, and we can work from anywhere. But our bread and butter is right here in the DFW area.
Fabulous, fabulous. And we were talking a little bit earlier about the networking. Are there any other groups that you're seeing are up and coming? And one in particular I want to know your opinion on, because our Dallas area has got the hottest bed of networkers around the blockchain. Is any of that coming near your ears? Are you hearing about that at all?
I'm just vaguely. I mean, so you could educate me on
no,
that.
No, no, I'm just wondering what you got. Are you kidding? I'm asking everybody, not just Jeff. Because it's an interesting space, right? And it's
right.
Going to have some tax implications. There's going to be some things around that are changing very quickly.
Right.
And, wow, so are you paying attention to some of the things going on with blockchain?
Absolutely. I can tell you, I mean, my time has been preoccupied with more of the tax mm-hmm. law changes, but obviously we're trying to keep our finger on the pulse of new ways of doing business going forward.
Oh, so. It's no small task. So, it's just a lot to cover.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. We've got a wonderful area here and a lot of people with a great attitude about word of mouth, don't they? They love that. But sometimes what that means, especially when it comes to money, is misinformation, because that word of mouth may not be to the actual professional that they need to be talking to.
Right.
And sometimes just between peers in the business world, they may have a misconception that has blown up and really impacted their business. I'm curious if you're seeing anything in particular. Is there any misunderstanding that we have out there?
Every day.
Yeah?
Every day. I'll have clients come in and ask questions about, especially around the tax law changes, but I mean, even things that have happened over the years, I'll get questions about, how much am I, if I sell my home, how much of that gain do I have to claim as income, and do I have to buy a new house within 2 years? Well, a lot of those rule changes changed years ago.
Oh, wow.
But I'm having a lot of questions around the Tax Cuts Act. I get a lot of questions about property taxes, about sales taxes. So much of this is changing, but oftentimes we'll get the information either a friend of mine or a colleague of mine told me that this is the way they do it. Should I be doing it? Or I read this on the internet. Two big killers right there of misinformation, two big creators of misinformation right there. And so really kind of having that face-to-face conversation, hearing what they're hearing, usually there's an element of truth to it. But at the end of the day, there's something, that's out of alignment with reality.
It needs a little clarification,
right?
That
needs clarification, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. That's easy to do. It's so easy to take a wrong turn. It's funny, because if you're going to New York, it's not a straight shot.
Right.
It's this.
That's
and
right.
So we better be paying close attention to the things that are happening in our space.
Well, and the worst thing about that is when people make the assumption that they know best mm-hmm. or that the information that they're getting is accurate, and they go off and make a decision, then they come and they say, oh, by the way, I did this because I got this information off the internet, or this is how I thought it was supposed to work, and we have to kind of unravel that, correct them. And it can be a rather costly mistake to find out about that after the fact, as opposed to them picking up the phone and calling us or sending us an email saying, hey, before I do this, I want to make sure I'm on solid footing.
Ooh,
that's exactly what we do. So is to try to help folks kind of avoid those kinds of mistakes. We're a resource for our clients.
Yeah, there's no way they will unless they know you.
That's right.
I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
I think we all are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're...
We all make assumptions, yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, they're most of the time they're not, costly. But when it comes to your money, you know, you call your financial advisor, call your attorney, call your insurance agent, call your CPA. They'll either confirm what you believe, hopefully, or if they don't, at least they'll set you in the right direction so you don't make that costly mistake.
You were talking about getting that company ready for the next steps. You know, we want that exit strategy if we're really thinking about it. But a lot of times in the local family business sector, we're thinking, how can I pass this down? That still requires an exit strategy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That still requires you knowing where to remove yourself and how to look at the rest. So tell me how you're working with clients through that and some of the things that they're seeing in this space.
Yeah, and so it's interesting. A lot of folks will go off and start a business and say, you know, hey, I want to start a business. I want to make money. I want to have a job. And they end up creating a job. They don't really think it all the way through to the point of that exit strategy. And so one of our approaches to our clients is to ask them, what is your exit strategy? What do you plan, even if it's 20, 25, 30 years down the road, how do you plan to hand this business off or sell it or transfer it to the next generation or convert it to employee ownership or something of that nature? And oftentimes we'll get that look, like the deer in the headlights look. Well, I hadn't really thought about that. So just getting clients to start thinking about it gets them to start asking questions. They start having family discussions about, hey, what do we want to do? How do we want to handle this? They have those conversations with the kids. Would you like to take the business over? If so, what steps do we need to take? And that's where we can have that dialogue to really say, okay, if this is the direction you want to take, here's what we recommend to help you get there.
I think that's so right. You said assumptions. That's one of the biggies, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I was talking, there's a lady here in DFW who's talking a lot about those next steps and making sure. She says, you know what? People assume that the kids want the job.
That's exactly
right. They assume
that
they want the next thing. And I'm thinking, geez, of all the assumptions we could make, that's pretty scary. What do we do when they don't?
Right. Right.
Right.
And so,
or their gift is really something else.
And that could really end up being a very costly kind of misunderstanding. Again, we have that conversation with clients. We say, you know, is this something that you want to pass? Yeah, the kids, I want to be able to pass this business on to the kids. The kids don't want it. What's the alternative? Well, I've got to go and sell it out on the open market to somebody who may or may not be familiar with my industry. I end up getting a fraction of what I really should have been able to get had I planned for that sale ahead of time. And there may be some sort of tax trigger that I wasn't prepared for because it happened as I am on my deathbed or I'm having some sort of long-term illness where I couldn't really be involved in making the company as attractive as possible for sale.
Oh, man, I can't wait to replay that segment of this video like over and over and over. You're absolutely right. I mean, we've got to be able to see that far into the future because the difference in what that company's worth on the other side,
absolutely.
We don't think about that. We think it's worth what it's worth.
Absolutely.
But that's not true. There are simple things that you can course correct very early on.
That's right.
Can change the playing field completely.
Yeah, planning just a few years out can make a big difference from having to make that decision in kind of an 11th hour after somebody, mm-hmm. the business owner's passed away. It can have a profound impact on not only the sale price of the business, but the tax result from selling that business after an owner's died.
Well, and that brings me to something that's sensitive to my heart when I see people that haven't taken the time to really think about what that entity means. Because what you have as a business, that if it's just a list of contacts and equipment, there's
right.
a difference. Is
that's
this
right.
a business that you're selling? That's the difference in that.
Well,
money.
And with our clients, most of the time, the business is not just the list of clients or the computers and the desks and the
right.
office lease. The business is the goodwill, the kind of intellectual capital that the owner or the owners or the kind of main managers have really built up over time. It's that goodwill that really kind of is the value of the business. Mm. It's that reputation. It's, you know, how they've gone to market. And so much of it now is intangible, considering that well in advance of the transfer can make, a big difference in how you ultimately dispose of that and can really enrich the owner of that business today.
Jeff, one of the things we do here at Offbeat Business Media is make sure we preserve that wisdom that you're talking about, that it's intangible unless you have it in audio and video.
Right.
Those types of things, there is some relational, generational wisdom about processes. It may not be the same technology, but there's a right mindset that works.
Absolutely.
There's those things that are really lost. And when we look at the generation gaps, we get concerned that we're not communicating the same way.
Right.
We don't absorb information the same way. But one thing's for sure, today's business owner has to be in audio and video to save it. If they are not interested in having that out public facing internally, you can train your business on the ethic of the business and help them understand how it's important to have the relationships with the professionals for their generation. Who are those people?
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of the traditional concept of intellectual capital or intellectual property. It's patents, it's trademarks, it's copyrights. Intellectual capital is so much more today. It's about understanding your business, understanding your processes, understanding the best ways to interface with clients or attract new clients. And that's not something that you're necessarily going to capture by just writing it in a blog or putting it in a notebook somewhere and then handing it off to someone. They're not going to understand the nuances of the business. Capturing it in as many ways as you can be quite valuable to the long-term success of that business.
Oh, Jeff, it's been just a real pleasure talking with you today. Thank you for being on Offbeat Business TV.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, how can our people find you? How can our audience reach out to you and start working with you right away?
So we're right here in Plano. We can be reached through our Twitter page, the Tax Man with two X's.
Okay.
At the Tax Man. You can reach us through our Facebook page at Beckley CPA, our website, beckleycpa.com, email, telephone. We're right here down the street in Plano, Texas, and glad to help any family business owner here in the area.
And with the manpower to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's really, really good to know. Friends, if you didn't have a pen, if you're driving down the road and you didn't have access to a way to record that information, don't sweat it. When you download the Offbeat Business app, you're going to have all this information directly underneath the audio. So you're going to be easily able to click on it and reach out to Beckley CPA. And we are excited to share that with you. You've been watching Offbeat Business TV or listening to OBBM Radio. Until next time, this is Susan Hamilton. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Offbeat Business Show. Find our lineup, podcast, magazine, event calendar, and sponsor information, even our membership directory, all available on the Offbeat Business app or at offbeatbusiness.com. Download the Offbeat Business app today.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.